From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump Tuesday issued a stark warning to North Korea.
He has been very threatening beyond a normal statement. And as I said, they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power, the likes of which this world has never seen before.
Mr. Trump told reporters North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been acting this way since the U.S. increased its sanctions against the reclusive communist state and won a unanimous vote by the U.N. Security Council to impose penalties on Pyongyang. NATO is sharply criticizing Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit to the breakaway Georgian region of Abkhazia Tuesday, the ninth anniversary of the brief war over another renegade Georgian territory. NATO spokesman Dylan White calls Putin's visit detrimental to international efforts to find a peaceful negotiated settlement. White said NATO is united in full support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Georgia within its internationally recognized borders. Putin met with the leader, reaffirming Moscow's guarantee to protect what Putin calls Abkhazia's security, self-sufficiency, and independence. South Africa's embattled president, Jacob Zuma, has narrowly survived an eighth attempt by parliament to unseat him in a vote of no confidence. After nearly 5 hours of debate, voting, and counting, 198 of the 384 members present voted against the opposition's motion to oust the president, while 177 voted for him to step down. The motion needed 201 votes to pass. 9 members abstained from voting during the secret ballot. This is VOA News. Venezuela's new Constitutional Assembly took over the halls of the endangered opposition-controlled Congress Tuesday, issuing a decree declaring itself superior to all other branches of government. VOA's Mary Mata reports.
The order bars anti-government lawmakers in Congress from taking any action that would interfere with the laws passed by the newly installed assembly. Delcy Rodriguez, the super body's leader, declared to unanimous approval. Embattled President Nicolas Maduro convoked the Constitutional Assembly in what he contends is an attempt to resolve the nation's political standoff. But opposition leaders insist it is a power grab.
The critical vote counting state has begun in Kenya's presidential election, a contest between two long-standing political dynasties in a country with a history of post-election violence. President Uhuru Kenyatta was leading with 55% of the vote to challenger Raila Odinga's 44% when the Election Commission released early preliminary results Tuesday. But that estimate was made with less than a quarter of the country's nearly 41,000 polling stations counted. Election officials have up to a week to announce full results, but they may opt to announce the outcome as soon as possible to alleviate the possibility of violence. A 6.5 magnitude earthquake struck the remote and mountainous Sichuan province of China Tuesday night, as a geological survey reports. Up to 100 people were feared dead and thousands more injured in that quake. At least 4 people have been confirmed dead, 30 injured so far. The epicenter of the quake was in a sparsely populated area, mostly by Tibetans, many of whom are nomadic herders near a well-known national park. The U.S. State Department is advising its diplomats to sidestep questions from foreign governments about the Trump administration's plan on the Paris climate deal. Reuters news agency reported Tuesday that it was sent to U.S. embassies on Friday by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, and it provides prospective questions foreign government officials could ask diplomats and suggest answers. American country and Western singer Glen Campbell, whose appearances on television, movies, and the pop charts made him one of the country's biggest stars in the 1960s and 70s, has died. He had been carrying on a brave public battle against Alzheimer's disease. He died at the age of 81. He was born dirt poor in Arkansas, and he learned to play the guitar as a child. He later joined his uncle's country band in New Mexico and appeared in local radio before forming his own group and moving to Los Angeles. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.